Dang.
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hada, baby.
That's Bubba Gumpino.
Wada.
Canadian sensation, Beard to Wonder.
I say good day, Tony.
Boys are in the back. Pat inspired me today. I just put someone in timeout for 300 seconds. Nice. Just found out how. You want to know what they said?
What'd they say?
Should we fade Jackson?
The fuck is that?
What's wrong with you people?
You can say what you want about me.
Kid's 12 years old.
You can scumbags. Say what you want about Gumpy. He will block you, actually. Gumpy,
yeah, I'm new to the block party on Twitter. You start an account that's called Fade Gump and Tony. See you later, pal. Create another account. I'm done.
You can say what you want, especially about Mitt.
Nah.
Not about Jay, though. Don't say anything about Jay.
You can say whatever you want.
If you say something about Jackson, you are done.
Not Mitt.
Mitt's up, like, dude? What are you doing Mitt's in here?
Hey, I want to add to that. You have an account called Fade Foxy. Yep, you're done. See ya. I will not tolerate it.
Yeah, don't need it.
Don't need it.
What happened to the positivity?
What's going on with that chair?
I mean, this is unbelievable. Connor just left his chair like this.
You Connor. Fucking guys, dude.
What
never
the
ends.
Hell?
Leave the guy alone.
Sorry, I just came in and ruined your show.
No, that you boy, did. Foxy. You've never won. Well, you did ruin it that one time. But
a couple times. That couple time times. You
that
didn't,
time
Fox.
You didn't.
That time you didn't.
You added value. Value add. How'd you do last night?
2-3.
That's 2-2.
D-backs left 1,000 players on base. Tell me how you get a guy on third with zero outs and cannot score a run.
Dude, what did I say? They were 1-9.
They stink.
With runners in scoring
position.
I'm done
with them. I'm done with them. You can throw them in a pile with the fucking Cubs. I'm done. White Sox finally show up last night, of course.
South Side. Let's go.
Berrios is dead.
Berrios is dead.
Yeah, he's been bad. First two were good with the Jays. Ever since, he's stunk.
That's that. Well, I'll just tease it a little bit now. I thought about taking that game tonight, and I'm not going to do it.
Jays White Sox?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to play.
Okay, well, if you're going to do the Jays,
yeah,
then I'm going to – that's who I was thinking.
You're going to give me Robbie Ray plus a half. I mean, this was a game I looked at, and I was like, this series has killed me.
Phones, 1-833-462-2333. Connor's back there right now. Mitt, is that Connor back there?
Connor is answering phones right now.
Thank you, Connor. 1-833-462-2333. 462-2333. Call the money. What's that? I don't think I took that game because I was afraid of that series. You got him at plus a half.
Plus a half, minus 150.
Yozes.
I looked at that game, and it was one of those ones where it's like, whoever's getting plus a half, I'm going to take. You're going to give me it with Robbie Ray. Last five, 33 innings pitched, 6 earned. Giolito's good, but he has sometimes when he's not great. So
I did.
Yeah, I got to take the Jays.
Jays plus a half, minus 160, but fuck it. I'm getting plus a half. They're the favorite on the game. It's weird when they do that. When they're a favorite on the game, but they get a plus a half first five. That's an almost automatic.
Blows my mind. I tried to cut the clip from the footy. I did not realize I rambled on for 4 minutes yesterday.
Oh, you did?
So I did not want to put out a 4 minute clip of me talking about footy. So
fuck it. People would have been fine with it.
I mean,
should have thrown it on the YouTube and then fucking sent out the link.
I didn't even want to go through it. I couldn't believe I talked for that long.
Hey, the more you talk, the better this show goes.
I doubt it.
Okay?
I doubt it.
NFL.
Astros hit today.
Earlier.
Yeah.
The colors.
First half. Run line.
Hey, boy.
Thank you.
Hey.
Tweeted that out.
Did you?
Hey, I tweeted that out.
Proud of you.
Tweeted that out, guys.
Good man.
Tweeted that out
for you. I'm pumped I got that Dodgers on the show bet in.
That was a good call. That was a very good call.
Gonna run through the preseason here. A lot more information came out today. Colts and Lions neither will be playing starters. Do what you will with that. Panthers moved from 3 to 4. That's because the Steelers, Tomlin came out and said Ben and Mason aren't playing. None of the starters looks like are gonna play for the Steelers. Panthers are gonna play starters though. So look at that there. Eagles and Jets, we still don't know there. Vikings and Chiefs, I've heard that the Chiefs may play some starters. The O-line's going to go. Packers and Bills. Bills are minus 8. Makes Jeez. Me think. I don't know if Trubisky's minus 8. I know Jordan Love's potentially going to go for the Packers as well as, what's his name? Benkert. So there's that. Ravens, obviously, don't lose in the playoffs. They're minus four versus football team. Bears, minus 1.5. Fields is starting. Won't be with any of the skill position starters, but potentially the O-line for Fields in that one versus the Titans. Haven't heard anything on the Titans. Cardinals and Saints.
You got no coach.
Ooh.
Titans, right?
Raves is supposed to, he's going to be or back really be once back. He passes tests, okay. So I don't know. Cardinals, Kyler Murray keeps coming out and saying that he hates the preseason, and Saints are have a little fucking battle going on, so I don't know what's going on there. What were we going to say there? Kyler Murray?
I worry about him.
Does he have it? Does he want it?
He has those moments where he just looks disinterested, and I know that's just...
And him saying he hates preseason.
And when you can always just go play ball, too. Like, yeah. the guy's a Major League Baseball player.
Don't have to worry about him. He has a mastermind of a head coach behind him, so...
Okay, the guy was 500 in college football.
He also actually got fired from that job. And he was 500 with Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, Davis Webb. I can keep going.
So are you on his side? Or
no, I think he stinks.
Oh, okay.
So he is handsome as hell, though.
Tough. He is very handsome.
Yeah.
Tough. Sorry. I couldn't pick up your sarcasm there, Mitt.
Oh, really?
No, you didn't. Well, Mitt, you
good job, know. Mitt.
Nice job, Mitt.
I don't really think anyone ever can.
Well,
your sarcasm?
Yeah.
I think I got you, Mitt.
Kid's got you done.
I got you.
Bucks are minus four versus the Texans. Bucks said, Arian said, at least a half for starters. And if he doesn't like it, he's going to play him in the third quarter.
Yeah, and the boys ain't going out on the road either.
No. Rams plus 8.5 versus the Broncos. Now that Teddy's been named the starter.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That might motivate Drew Lock to just go ball out
because
he's
so?
Going to play probably.
Is Teddy going to play now?
I don't feel like he's named starter? He will.
They said yesterday, I read something that Vangio wanted them both to play and that he was going to name a starter after. Well, so now happen. I guess they're probably not going to play Teddy, I would assume.
Mitt.
What?
Cut this part out, okay? Will you text your dad and see if they're going to play the starters on Saturday?
My dad is a special teams coach, has very little outcome of or knowledge of that.
Okay. Good answer on air, but like let us know later, okay? Thanks, man.
Seahawks are gonna play starters. Carroll came out, said starters are gonna play for the Seahawks. They are playing the Chargers, who we know Herbert's not playing. Easton Stick though. You wanna bet against Easton Stick?
Yeah, go ahead. Not me.
We got other information here. Jags are playing the starters. They're minus 3.5 at Cowboys. I couldn't find anything on the Cowboys. I think Cooper Kupp's going to get the start, though.
Hey, get a fucking backup, dude. You can't.
Raiders, plus 3.5. Gruden normally likes the preseason. Carr hasn't played at all yet. Neither has Mariota. I wouldn't be surprised to see those guys. Niners, though, have said that they are going to play every single starter on their team. Do it. Bengals, Burrow's going to play a little bit. They said they're going to be smart about it. Dolphins, I haven't heard anything. Have you heard anything on Dolphins?
No. I imagine they'll probably just play Jacoby.
Patriots, minus 3. I don't know what's going to go on there. Haven't really heard anything. Giants, Daniel Jones is going to play the first half, they said. That's who the Patriots have. And then Browns and Falcons. Falcons are playing their starters, is what I'm hearing, but don't know for sure. And Browns haven't played Baker yet this preseason, so... That will still to come. That is your preseason week 3 update.
There you go.
Trying to think.
Tony, you got any unders that you really like?
For this weekend?
Yeah.
Colts and Lions, 33.5. We know that they're not going with starters, but
33.5.
That's low. I'm not saying I like it.
That's what the total was when Broncos didn't have a quarterback.
Yeah. Well, there's been a few of those.
They're also playing the Saints.
Who?
The Broncos. That total was so low because the Broncos were playing the Saints with Taysom Hill as his first start. Yeah,
that was an unders dream. I don't know, Mitt. I might stay away from this weekend. Falcons. Maybe Falcons and Browns.
The
Atlanta Falcons haven't been able to score at all.
We worried about Artie.
They haven't played Matt Ryan yet, though. So.
Who's their backup now that McCarron's out?
They just signed draft from Arizona, Josh Rosen.
Oh, the Rosen one.
I was hoping maybe they'd trade like a six or seven.
That might be the best quarterback room in football.
Probably.
Matt Ryan, Rosenwan, and Felipe Franks.
Tell you what, there's a chance if Matt Ryan goes down, we're going to see the Rosenwan this season.
I mean, I thought I gave the Rosenwan a chance one quarter in Dallas. That was all I needed to see.
Cutmaker's coming on in 8 minutes.
All right, baby.
To talk a little fucking goth. So we got a little bit of time to kill before that. We got a couple footy calls. You want to talk about that?
Sure.
Justin from Jersey, what do you got?
What's up, boys? Hammer Don.
Hammer Don.
So I'm with my boy Isaiah right now, and he influenced me to call you guys. What so up, I got Isaiah? Some footy prints for you guys.
Okay. Shout out Isaiah.
I got Leicester money line, Chelsea double chance, Man United money line, Tottenham money line, and then I have another parlay with PSG money line and the over 2.5, Juventus money line and over 1.5 goals, and then Barca money line and RB Red Bulls Leisenberg money line. Thank Sorry you. If I said the name wrong.
No, you're good. Thank you, Justin. Did he just take all the big favorites?
PSG is minus 650, dude. Come on.
Well, we paired it with the over.
That's we don't want fucking six games minus 600 parlays here. Come on, guys.
I know that.
Come on.
I assume Chelsea double chances quite a lot.
They aren't. They're at Liverpool. They're dogs. Yeah. Everybody's on Chelsea, though. Everybody's on Chelsea. Lukaku against Van Dijk were fucking two immovable forces. We're about to see a showdown.
Is Pulisic still out with fucking the vid?
Yeah. I mentioned Leicester moneyline yesterday. Tottenham has now shot to minus 260 now that Ari is staying.
They were what? You have 140 yesterday?
Yeah. I think that Tottenham team's good. I like their coach. It's very underrated.
Oh,
he did well for Wolverhampton for a long time.
Come on, you space.
Yeah. Just don't know if they're deep enough. If they lose a couple guys, they could be in trouble.
Here's another Euro footy call. Yeah. Shane, what do you got?
How's it going, boys? Hammer down.
Dad.
First time caller, I had to call in. First up, to confess my sins, I'm the one who in the chat suggested fading Jackson. I'd like to apologize. I'm a Tigers fan.
Hang up on this guy.
To me. It won't happen again.
He can't. Admit he called. He apologized. He knew, realized his mistake. Don't let it happen again, Shane, okay?
No, sir. Won't.
What do you got?
I got week zero college football. I know everybody's been high on Nebraska. I've got Illinois. I'll take the points, but I'll take the money line, too. I think Peters makes less mistakes than Martinez does. A lot of starters coming back. I think they have the better head coach. So give me Illinois week zero.
Thank you, Shane.
I've seen a lot of people on Illinois lately.
Fucking our boy Bruce Brown loves Illinois this weekend.
Yeah.
Let me look at my fucking sheet real quick. Week zero. Everyone's got Nebraska power rated and ranked higher.
They got a lot of shit going on, though, don't they?
Nebraska?
Yeah. Wasn't there some stuff with Scott Frost?
Yeah, I don't know how much it matters on field. Yeah. Nebraska has crushed a lot of people the last few years because of the hype, and it has not come through.
Well, their quarterback keeps getting hurt, Tony. Like,
who? Fucking really, Martinez?
Yeah, Martinez.
Yeah. This is a tough game for me because Illinois is such an unknown with a brand new coaching staff.
Yeah. They got rid of Lovey?
Yeah.
Where's Lovey at now?
I don't know.
He's in the NFL somewhere, right?
Is he?
Yeah.
Did he go somewhere?
Yeah.
I mean, Bielema dominated the Big Ten for a long time.
D-coordinate for the Texans. Had a baby, Lovey.
Good luck, Lovey.
Good luck, Lovey. I'm tell you what.
Good one.
Tell you what.
You want to know something funny?
You want to know something?
I would love to tell you something funny.
I'm going to take Texans plus whatever it is week one.
So
I'm going to take the Texans.
Lovey.
I just Lovey picked up Tyrod Taylor on my fantasy team.
Yikes. Lovey being the defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Last year, his defensive ranks at Illinois.
One.
Overall defense, they were 104th in the nation out of 130. 117th in defending the pass and 101st in defending the run.
It's not bad.
That's the kind of guy you want to hire as your DC at fucking Houston.
If you're not first, you're last, Tony. He's everywhere in between don't matter.
See, like, Illinois has, as they're 15th in the nation as far as, like, Letterman coming back, as far as, like, experience on the team. Nebraska's top 50 in, as far as all-conference returners. I'm not – I don't think I'm going to take this game. I don't think I trust Illinois, though, either. It's down – it opened at 9.5. It's down to 6.5 in some spots. I wonder where it's – where is it at on FD Sportsbook? Anyone know?
It's at 8.5 right now.
8.5 – no, 7.5.
It was 6.5, wasn't it?
6.5 yesterday. It's 7.5 today.
Jesus.
It keeps going up and down. It opened at 9.5.
I caught Nebraska at 8.5. I thought it was a good line at the time. I guess
like
I
you took wrong. Nebraska?
Yeah.
They could have got them yesterday. It's 6.5, Mitt. It's key numbers. If you're new to the show, football season, 7's a very key number here. We're going to do a how to bet football for new bettors. There's a lot of fucking betting in new states and stuff like that. So a lot of new bettors this season. So I think we're going to do it. We're going to release it this Sunday, next Sunday. And then, or maybe we'll do Friday since college football. Anyways, just like a beginner's how to bet football, we'll put out the next couple weeks for all the new people
betting
football this season.
It's a good idea, Tom.
It's the least we can do.
It's a good idea.
You know?
It's a good idea.
The least we can do.
It's a good idea.
Will you give the cup maker a call, Jay? Oh, first and foremost, don't let me forget. Mitt?
Yeah.
Don't let me forget to ask about the odds boost.
I will remember this time.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, actually, I will remember this time.
It is Wednesday.
What do you mean? Oh.
Oh, no, UFC.
It's not there yet.
No. It's not there yet. No. I see somewhere that someone said that the UFC boost didn't hit this week?
People have been telling me, but...
That's not true.
I keep cashing.
Welcome back to the show. Our good friend, host of the Cupmaker Pod, cupmakerpod.com, sends out a very good active text chain on Farez live betting golf, pre-flop golf, all the best golf information you can get. Week 2 of the FedEx Cup Champions playoffs. There it is. Fucking jeez. CT's acting up today, Jeff. Welcome back to Hammer Dog, Cupmaker Jeff.
Fellas, I got two questions for you. One, who's your favorite? You got one preseason game. What's your favorite preseason play this weekend?
Okay, so hold on. Let me pull up. I made bets earlier today. So I did a 5-leg parlay. Panthers, because they are playing Stars against Steelers. Jeez, Bucks, Seattle. Tell you what, I don't like to go against my team, but I might have to take the Panthers against the Steelers since they are playing starters, and the Steelers said they're going to pretty much play nobody.
Okay, so let's take that as an example.
Okay,
let's say we're going to play the Panthers. I also like in college football. I like Illinois +7 against the Huskers.
Did you hear us? Did you jump on the?
I'm a fan. A fan. So I like that. So either one. Take either one of those plays. And you parlay it with John Rahm on FanDuel.
Okay.
Because, guys, it's very, very rare you see this much disparity in the odds in a field this strong.
Okay.
I mean, this is the 70 best players in the world. John Rahm is +650, and number 2 is 18-1.
That's how it was last week, and he probably should have won last week.
I think it was a little short of that. It wasn't quite even this bad.
He was like 10-1.
Exactly. Now, I mean, he's clearly the best player in my model. He's clearly the best player, and I think you just look at a game that you like. And you parlay it, you know. If you play a game at -110, and you get it, you're going to get Rahm at 12-1 now. Now all of a sudden, it's a bettable price, and so I like Rahm, and I think that's how you play it. You find a game you like, so you start your card with finding a game you like. Don't go broke on it, obviously, but parlay it with Rahm. That's where I would start, because this is a week where it's a no cut event. Guys are going to be gambling on the cut line, trying to get in. So really, I'm going to make a lot of really small bets this week because we have no data on this course. We're playing at Caves Valley Golf Club. 7,500 yard par 72 in Baltimore. We have no data.
Okay.
That makes it a lot more difficult, right? So lack of data really makes us build a much more simple model, in which case I think we look for value, make small bets, and lots of.
When there's lack of data, do you just look at like length of course, and do you look at length of certain holes and stuff like that? Is it like, do you study if it's like a long par four course, stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. And then you look at sort of some of the layouts, if there's dog legs and so on, are guys going to be able to cut a dog leg? Are they going to be forced to lay up? If they're forced to lay up, what's their second approach shot going to be like? How good are certain guys from that approach shot distance? That's kind of the model. And so then you just kind of back into it from there. That's what we've done this week. But again, you're guessing. There's a lot more guesswork, whereas some courses like, I don't know, Riviera, for example, you've got tons of data, and you've got shot link data. You can go through all this stuff, and you've seen 20,000 rounds, and you can say, okay, yeah, we know we're going to see the most shots from 175 yards. Let's look who's good at that. And this is a totally different animal. So it's a lot more guesswork this week, but man, there's a lot of value out there. I think you get Rahm early with a parlay, and then you look for some value from there.
Do you think this is value? We have an odds boost from 340 to 420. Rahm, JT, or Brooks to win?
From 340. I told any of the three to win. I mean, that's
all right.
I wonder if, can you parlay the odds boost?
Let me hold on. Let me see. Normally, no, but let me see.
Because honestly, I mean, I like Brooks at 25-1.
No, you cannot.
I mean, that's good value.
No, you cannot, unfortunately. No, you cannot parlay it.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, JT's number two on the board. I'm not playing JT this week. He's not, didn't pop in my model. I am playing Brooks just because I saw glimpses on, last week in the tournament. He damn near shot 59 one day. He was 2 5-foot putts and a bogey on 18 away from a 59 or a 60. So, I as long as he stays interested, I think he really got disinterested, which is always an issue with Koepka. But 25-1, great price. Guy I love, though, guys. I keep going to him. Tony Finau won, so we now know anything can happen.
Yeah.
I'm going back to Louis Oosthuizen.
Okay.
I mean, he's a guy, he's 25-1 this week. I think a large part of this price is due to the fact that he hasn't played for a couple weeks with a neck issue. So I think that's kind of built into this price. But, man, Louis's been so solid all season long. One quick stat. He has gained strokes tee to green in 25 of his last 28 rounds. He has just been so consistent this year. He's gained strokes putting in 20 of his last 28 rounds. I mean, he is low-key the second-best player on tour this year. I really feel like, including Europe and the U.S. and everything, I really feel like Louis's been the second-best player this year behind Jon Rahm. You can maybe make a case for Harris English, who I like at 40-1 or so. But I played Louis. I think he's a super interesting play at 25-1.
Did you see how we got – well, we didn't because FanDuel credited us back. But did you – Jordan fucking bogey in 18 last week.
Oh, I did see it. And that was – I had $50 on it with everybody else. And I did like the fact that FanDuel credited back. That was crushing. That sucked. But – it was nice of FanDuel accredited back. One thing I did see, I forgot to mention, guys, on Louis, I've seen him 80-1 first round.
Ooh, okay. That's great odds, actually.
That's amazing odds. So I like Louis first. And you can see these any round leaders now, so check out the round leader before every round, because you can find a price like 80-1 on Louis. That's phenomenal. Cam Smith, I'm going back to the mullet. The mullet's been on fire. His hair's on fire. His stash is on fire.
Yeah, baby.
His putting's on fire. So lots of like about Cam Smith. Obviously, he gave it away to Finau by pumping one out of bounds in the playoff. But there's a whole lot to like about Cam Smith. Again, just a great price. I would probably have him more in the 18-20 range. You get him at 25-1. That's a really good price. And again, listen, I get the Koepka thing. But, man, 25-1, I'm just going to play him.
Pal, do you want to ask about your guy?
Yeah, Cutmaker, how much money should I be putting down on Harry Higgs this weekend? God,
the king of swag?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, if you're going to play Harry Higgs, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to see if I can find it. Run me right here. The play on Harry Higgs would be first-round leader, right, because he's probably not going to win the tournament. But if you're going to fire in Harry Higgs, first round leader, 100-1.
There we go.
That's pretty good.
Here's your play.
Lock it in.
Hey, who did we have? Because I didn't even know this existed. It might not in Indiana, but I thought I saw it with you. I feel like we had a first round leader last week who was going very, very well, who finished before JT and Rom went off. It was Tringali. Well, Tringali, yeah, for a little bit last week for like, yeah, the first six or seven holes was in the lead. Yeah. And then you ended up getting first round top five. Is that a real bet that I saw?
I did. I got it on FanDuel.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it on FanDuel. So it was last week. First I got him first round top five on FanDuel. So that was an interesting. I think it's looking under. Hang on, round leader. I got to look here. But yeah, no, I got it. They had it last week, I know for sure, because I got it last week on FanDuel. I had not seen that before, Tones.
Me
that
either.
Was the first time I seen it, and I loved it.
Me either. Yeah. I was pissed that I didn't do it because it would have been a winner. And I saw on your Twitter that there was a winning ticket for that, and I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah. No, the problem with those are, and this, you know, people were bitching at me before because it happens, but the problem with those dead heat are, if you're like first round, if you're first round leader and you're a three way tie, they divide your bet by three.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the buzzkill of hitting a 90-1 becomes a 30-1 or whatever, but it's still a nice hit either way.
Absolutely. All right. So Louis, Cam Smith, Rom grades out number one in your model. Yep. Any other names this week that are sticking out to you here?
You know, I mean, I like Harris English again. I like Abe Anser again. Those are guys who I'm going to have some small bets on. But I'll tell you a guy further down the board that I think is a phenomenal DFS play for ownership alone, because he's going to be like 1% owned, and who comes in number seven in my model. He's 80-1, and that's Alex Noren. He is. There's nothing flashy at all about Alex Noren. He's never on TV.
It's a Swede, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. His game, guys, is such that he does everything average except putting. And a lot of guys have one flaw in their game that really kills them. Noren is just very average at a lot of things, except he gets a hot putter. And, I mean, he's 80-1 to win, 60-1 top 10, but he's another guy you could fire a first-round leader play on, and you could do a lot worse. I'm looking at Noren right now. I'm trying to see. He's 50-1 first-round leader, so... I would take a look at Alex Noren as well.
Okay. All right. Absolutely. Anything else you want to leave us before we get out of here?
I think the key is live betting is obviously critical. Yeah. We're going to be recording with Tim Simons tonight. We're going to build a DFS lineup tonight. So we'll have that out tonight. So check out our Twitter for that. And, you know, live betting is everything in golf, and paying attention to. Well, the last thing I would say is look at guys. And look, guys, relative to where they are in the top 30, and those are going to be your really high volatility guys this week. Guys are going to be gambling, trying to get into that top 30.
Correct.
And since there is no cut, I expect to see a wide dispersion in outcomes this week. Guys, there's going to be some guys who are going to go super low, and some guys are going to be 10 over because they're going to be gambling. So matchup volatility is going to be greater than ever. So just be wary of that as you're looking at this. I think it's a really good week to make a lot of small bets and not go too crazy, because we have lack of data and it's going to be pretty wild.
When we had on Tour Junkies one time, I believe they said that in tournaments that don't have a cut, JT and Rory were best in strokes gained. Do either of those two guys pop out anywhere for you this week?
The number one guy for me who in a no cut event is usually Xander.
Okay.
He is usually phenomenal in no cut events, and obviously he grades out number one in my long term model.
Okay.
The problem for Xander is post Olympics, he hasn't been great. He's, you know, done a little bit here and there. I haven't played Xander yet, just because I've got enough other guys in that price range that I'm going to play. But I certainly can't fault anyone making a small play on Xander. Rory's beat. I just read an article there where Rory's saying that he's tired and he's played too much golf and he misses his family.
That's not good.
I'm like, that's not, I mean, God love you, but that's not a guy I'm investing in right now. And JT is running hot and cold. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I'd play Morikawa before I'd play JT this week. Morikawa, we all know, right? Morikawa ever gets the putter rolling, he's going to win the tournament.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, can't thank you enough. What's the number again for the text subscription?
Yeah, guys, just text the word golf to 855 Golf Pod. You get every play we make all weekend long. You guys have seen the results. It's been tremendous for us. We faded Finau a little bit last week to our dismay, but overall it's been a great year. So appreciate you guys having me on.
Thank you, Jeff. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
Hi, baby Jeff.
Hi, baby Jeff. All right, some good information there. Harry Higgs, first round. You put it in.
I got him first round. I got him.
He's all the
winning
rounds.
The whole tournament. It's his time.
He had a fucking nice fucking round.
It's though. His time, Tony.
All right. I think we got. Let me see the calls. Let's see the calls. Seth from Philly, what do you got?
Hey, hammer down.
Hammer down, Dad.
Hey, Fins Off Gump. I wanted to ask you guys about making large futures bets with the intentions of cashing out, say, halfway or two-thirds through the season at a large profit. You know, one example would be Browns 1K at plus 1,600. When do you think they would start to price those tickets at a profit?
I wish I could tell you that. I still have no idea. Thank you, Seth. And I don't hate that model because the game we're in is about making money. Now it depends on what kind of bettor you are. Like if you bet for a living,
I am not much of a futures guy.
No, I know. That's why I'm saying, like, in that situation, as soon as you get a positive cash out, you'd most likely take it. Like if you are a professional gambler and that's all you do to make money for a living,
yeah,
you're taking chances to, or you're looking to make your money any chance you can. But if you're doing this like for fun, you got a full-time job, the money you make's fine, I wouldn't cash out of that futures bet, because obviously if it hits later down the line, it's going to be a much bigger payout. As far as the cash out's concerned, and when it shows up on the fucking app,
good luck.
I got no fucking idea how that works.
Good luck, my friend.
Wish I could tell you.
Me too.
We could probably get that answer next time
John.
Yeah, Johnny Sheeran comes
Big
on.
Big John Studd.
I believe that's a situational.
At baby Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
At baby Jay.
Sam from Shaitan. What do you got in ball tonight?
Southside.
Sam, take yourself off.
Can you hear me?
There you are.
Okay, perfect. So the first thing I'm looking at is the Giants full game money line. I got them this morning at plus money, at plus 106. So I figured I'd take him. Walker didn't look too good in the last couple of games.
Okay.
And then
from Shaitan.
Also, the White Sox. Anderson is back in the lineup. He was on a hitting streak before he went out. So I'm going to take a parlay of Anderson, Jimenez, and Moncada to get a hit at plus 151.
Thank you, Sam. Just get a hit. All I got to do is get a hit. Their bats were all right last night.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about those games. Let's see here. San Francisco with Cueto versus Taijuan Walker.
Yeah.
You took the Giants, huh?
What are we doing? Giants plus a half. I mean,
you see,
Cueto.
You're much higher on Cueto than I am.
I am not. Cueto has fucked me numerous times
this
year.
That's why I am not high on.
But you give me Giants plus a half. Okay. It's a must take at this point.
And then in the other game, the White Sox and Blue Jays, obviously his were hit props, but Gumpy and I took the Jays at plus a half. I couldn't pass the Jays getting plus a half with Robbie Ray,
yeah,
who has, as Giolito's actually not, obviously.
Two out of three have been good.
Yeah. Robbie Ray, though, he goes deep to 8 innings, 1 earned, 7 innings, 2 earned, 6, 0 earned, 6, 2 earned, 6, 1 earned. Robbie Ray's been good, and he's at home where his ERA is 2.64, slightly better than on the road. Now, I almost didn't bet this game because the series has fucked me each day.
I'm sure it's going to do the same tonight.
Most likely will also fuck
White
us
Sox
tonight.
White Sox bats will probably blow up.
Yeah, but we couldn't pass getting plus a half here as they are a favorite at home with the Jays tonight. Roscoe from Virginia, what do you got?
Hey, hammer down, boys. Hopefully you can hear me all right.
We can hear you.
All right. So if Lance McCullers doesn't proceed to fold, I'll be 3 for 3 on pitcher props, but I got a few for you today. I got a lot, so I'm going to just give you my favorites.
Yeah, a couple favorites. That's good.
Got Ohtani over 6.5. Giolito over 5.5.
Okay.
Josiah Gray over 6.5, and Walker Buehler over 6.5.
Thank you very much, Roscoe. He didn't say welcome. Thank you, Roscoe. I believe he's like, I think Roscoe's big in chat.
Is he?
I think so. If that's the same Roscoe. Let's see here. So we started with Ohtani.
Yeah.
Tell you what, there was a incredible live betting opportunity last night. Orioles go up 1-0 in the first. Could have jumped on the Angels.
That fucking team, dude.
Okay, so kick them out of the at this league. Point, especially with Ohtani on the mound.
Yeah, it's a must take.
I laid the 1.5 full game minus 146. Give them every single opportunity they can to fuck this up.
I got Angels first half result on that one, Tom.
Okay. What'd you have to lay for that?
150.
Yeah, I'm 146 full game minus the 1.5. So yeah. That's, what is that? How many straight now? 19?
Yep.
19
you
straight.
You've got to get to 20. You've made it this far.
19 straight.
They might, like I said, the Yankees might not lose again. The Orioles could go the rest of the year and not win.
Okay, so here's who they have up. After the Angels, they got Tampa for 3 games, Toronto for 3 games, the Yankees for 3 games. Then they got KC, but then it's Toronto for 4 games, the Yankees for 4 games, Boston, Philly, Boston, and Toronto.
So if they don't win one against the Royals, that could be...
Oh, no, wait, there's a third series, last series of the year, they got Texas for 4, so...
There you go.
Get one in there. Jesus! But until they win a game, how about we just... That's might be an auto pick
for yeah, me. Let's ride that train.
Tony, before we get off that game, if I can throw in a little parlay here. Absolutely, Shohei to hit a home run and the Angels to win at plus 275.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's not bad,
absolute,
bro.
Absolute banger. Let's go, Shohei.
It's not bad, Mitt.
I've been studying a little bit of baseball.
Who's going for... Who's Chris Ellis? What's his fucking stats, huh?
For the Angels? Or yeah. For the Orioles, sir?
Yeah.
My understanding is he has pitched 4 innings.
Oh, is he? He's new.
But those 4 innings, 0 earned, 7 Ks. So.
Okay.
Fuck.
Chris Ellis. Could be dealing.
Chris. Oh, he's a. So he's was in. He's in. He was in. He's. Oh shit.
Oh.
Whit. Comes from the Rays. Fucking. What happened?
Whit Merrifield just hit a fucking salami against the Strohs.
The Ray. He comes from the yes! Rays AAA, which you know. Not bad. For the Royals, he pitched 1 inning in 2019. With the. 8.26 expected ERA. This year, though, 4 innings. No earned runs.
Looks good.
Fucking 16 Ks per nine.
He looks good.
We'll see how he does.
Sounds like he's due for a stinker and Shohei's due for a home run. Atta Let's boy. Go.
Atta boy, Mitt. Should we not be going against fucking Doc Ellis?
Johnny Ellis?
Are you worried, though?
Nah, it was, what are you going to do?
This game, Tyler Gilbert and Bryce Wilson, I will fuck be staying off. Away from fuck this series. Off.
Diamondbacks, fuck off.
Yeah. One that I don't think you're going to be taking, or definitely not on the same side as me, Ryan Yarbrough versus Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Rays plus a half.
Oof.
First five. You taking Wheeler?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't think we were going to be on the same side on this.
I mean, Wheeler's last two haven't been great. My only reasoning here is Yarbrough's last three, 15 innings pitched, 10 earned.
Yeah.
Wheeler in Tampa, 7 innings, 3 earned.
I'm honestly not sure why I took the Rays. Maybe just because they're getting
Rays,
a half.
Yeah, Rays getting a half is good betting right now, my friend. But yeah, I'm going to take Philly's first five.
So, Yarbrough's last time out, he went 5 and gave up none.
Yeah.
But the two before that, he gave up 10.
Yeah, that was against Baltimore, too. That's the only...
One Baltimore, yeah.
That's the only reason I kind of...
I think he's better on the road. That's why I took
wipe my hands.
Yeah, so he's got a 5.25 home, 3.94 away.
There you go.
I don't know. I took it.
There you go.
I feel like the Rays are...
They're wagging.
Yeah,
and they're Yankees getting a half. Have won 12 straight and fucking have barely gained a game.
I know.
It's fucked.
Where are we at? Giolito versus Robbie Ray, we talked about. We're taking the Jays plus a half.
Yes, sir.
Bailey Ober versus Nick Pivetta, I'll be staying away from that one.
No, thank you.
Cueto and Walker, you're on the Giants just because they're the Giants, correct?
The Giants is the Giants.
Jake Latz versus Plesac, no thank you.
I'll take the Cleveland baseball team.
You love Plesac.
I do. He fucked me you so bad last week. I don't know Plesac. Who the hell Jay Latz is, but
first start, I believe, if I okay. had to take a guess.
Rangers got some guys out too, so I'll take Cleveland here.
Josiah Gray versus Edward Cabrera. I believe Edward Cabrera is going for the first time.
Josiah Gray has been good.
You taking the Nats?
I'm taking the Nats plus a half here.
Okay.
This is one of those one last try, like the Cubs. Like the D-backs.
I think
the Nats don't do it tonight, they're dead.
I think you're going to hate my pick here. Castillo and Woodruff, Reds and Brewers. I am taking the Brewers first half money line.
I'm on the other side, my friend.
I thought you might be.
I mean, Woodruff's better at home, but man, his last time out, 6 earned.
I know.
Castillo, last time out, 1 earned. I mean, Castillo, I hate this pick because Castillo can fucking blow up in your face at any moment. But I don't know. I should have taken the Reds plus a half last night because, like we talked about, Burns was due to give up a few. So
Brewers came back and won that one, surprisingly.
I did. I like Cincy, though, man. So I'll ride with Castillo here.
Yeah.
That's going to blow up in my face for sure.
Last game, Walker Buehler versus Blake Snell.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Dodgers first half money line minus 154.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Tony. This guy, Buehler hasn't given up more than 2 runs in 10 starts. Blake Snell's last 4 have been good, but his Padres team is scuffling, my friend.
Their schedule to end the season is not going to be easy. Blake Snell has been playing better, though, which scares me a little bit.
But Buehler's fucking...
All right, so my picks for tonight. Rays plus a half, first 5. Angels, full game, minus 1.5. Jays plus a half, first 5. Brewers, first 5 money line. And Dodgers, first 5 money line. Go for it.
Angels first half result. Phillies first 5 money line. Jays first 5 plus a half. Cleveland baseball team first 5 minus a half. Giants plus a half first 5. Nats first 5 plus a half. Reds first 5 plus a half. Dodgers first 5 money line.
Subject to change based on new information that comes. But I did put in a parlay for a preseason this weekend. May hedge on it at some point if new information comes out. But I took the Panthers, got them at minus 3 this morning because they're playing the Steelers. Steelers aren't playing anybody. Chiefs versus the Vikings. The Vikings have looked terrible all preseason. And I believe Andy Reid said he's going to play at least the O-line in some of the first half. Bucks minus 4. They're playing starters potentially in the second half versus the Texans. Seattle minus the 5.5 versus the Chargers. Seattle's going to go starters. And then Niners minus 3.5, which may come back to bite me in the ass against the Raiders because I haven't heard if the Raiders are playing starters or not. But the other ones are, you know, fading teams that aren't. So, something to consider there.
Hell yeah.
You want to take a look at some boosts before we get out of here?
What do you got?
Wheeler to record 6+ strikeouts and Philly to win versus the Rays.
What's that?
Wheeler to record 6+ strikeouts and the Phillies to win versus Tampa
Bay. Nah.
I'm also out on that. Shohei to record a hit and 5 strikeouts versus Baltimore. Plus 170.
I love it. Take it.
I'm going to take it, Mitt.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Rom, JT, and Brooks to win. Cutmaker didn't love it, so I don't love it.
Harry Higgs,
baby. I do it. Get your first round leader bets in. Think that's it.
It's a good show.
I think that's it.
It's a good show.
What's tomorrow? Thursday?
Thursday.
We'll be back with I've started lining up guests for football season.
There you go.
Till then, I was like, we doing just fine.
There you go.
Okay. Anything else? What, Mitt, anything else?
No, nothing for me.
Jay?
I'm good.
You got a golf pick this week?
Nah.
Stuart.
Let me see. What
definitely
Stewart.
Not.
Stewart.
Stewart.
Plus a million. Still no.
Stewart Cink.
It's
Stewart Cink.
130 to 1.
Stewart Cink.
He's down the list. He's pretty far down there. Harry Higgs, 210 to 1 to win.
PSG -2.5 might be worth a look. They might win 12-0.
Oh yeah, we talked about that. PSG -2.5.
Yeah.
What is that? What did you, kind of juice you got to lay on that?
No, it's plus money.
Plus money.
Yeah, but I don't know if Mbappe's playing now.
Oh yeah, because he might be gone.
He's going to Real.
But if Messi's in,
so Real didn't want to help pay, force Barca to sell Messi to PSG. Real Madrid then buys Mbappe because PSG got Messi. It's brilliant work.
Smart.
It's absolutely brilliant. It's a masterclass.
It's a masterclass.
It's a masterclass.
Yeah, that's it. Someone hit the rollover last night, so it's back to 250. Shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
Hammered down YouTube. Hammered down YouTube. Twitter, Instagram, hammered down. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.